Some young performers are grappling with the closing of the Boston Children's Theater. The theater was decades old. It filed for bankruptcy last month after concerns were raised about financial mismanagement and improper behavior. Some children from the theater held their final concert there this past weekend. WBUR's Cristela Guerra was there.
Young performers stand together in the back of the Old South Church, waiting for their cue. Then, with soft tinkling of piano keys playing, the children stream down the aisles in front of their families and friends for one last concert together.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our concert. My name is Dan Bryant. We're excited to present this to you today. We're starting with Once a Year Day because we get to bring all this work to you on tonight, this one night. I'm going to have the singers introduce themselves now. Are you ready?
In the wooden pews, families take pictures. The show is called The Snow Must Go On, and the group learned the hour-long repertoire over 3 weeks while they watched their beloved Boston Children's Theater fall apart. 11-year-old Lillian Kukulwitz summarized it best.
It's been a mess, honestly, but I think we've kind of helped each other through it, but I don't think any of us could have done it without each other.
The Boston Children's Theater was founded in 1951 and billed itself as the oldest children's theater in the nation. It had served more than 1 million kids through workshops and classes. Yet it crumbled under the weight of allegations of impropriety against its former artistic director, Burgess Clark, and bankruptcy last month. 15-year-old Eve Goudreau has been with the BCT for more than 2 years.
And I feel somewhat betrayed by adults that I trusted, not that it was all of them. And it's not the same. A lot of my friends are gone. A lot of my favorite adults in BCT are gone, and I don't think it's the same group without them.
As the theater shuttered all operations, the show choir families decided to put on the last concert themselves. Here's Emily Kleinman, one of the organizing parents.
Mostly, I think it's a tragedy. The dissolution of this organization leaves a hole in the city of Boston. I think that there needs to be a children's theater here, a real functioning theater devoted to teaching children how to live and act and sing. And I think that the loss of this organization, if it can't come back from the ashes, is really sad.
Parents funded an accompanist on piano and conductor Daniel Ryan.
That first rehearsal was very confusing. I didn't know them. They didn't know me. We had to kind of start from scratch and say, okay, here's the situation and here's how we're going to build the program. And this is the kind of message that we're going to send. And I think we accomplished it somehow over 3 weeks. I think we actually put it together and really accomplished it.
The kids worked hard, learning television theme songs, musical favorites about resilience, joy, and silliness, and at points, renewal.
Give me all you've got, don't hold it back. Well, I should probably warn you, I'll be just fine.
Maddie Kleinman is grateful to sing together one last time. She belts out a solo during Pharrell Williams' Happy, but says she couldn't help but tear up at the end of the concert.
I text these people before I would text anyone else. I talk to these people before I would talk to anyone else. I think of these people when I think of people that I love, and I just really want us to be able to stay together so that I can stay with the people that I love.
The concert gave the tight-knit group a chance to say goodbye for now. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.
To see photos from the performance and read all of our coverage of the Boston Children's Theater, go to wbur.org/artery.